Wake it up, wake it up, wake it up.
You're waking up with Gino and the Magic Morning Show.
Here we go. One final segment here when it comes to full moon readings with psychic medium Sarah Moore. It's all brought to you by the Premier Home Store. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. I can't believe it's almost 9.
It's crazy, right?
What happened?
Always, time flies when you're having fun. I guess that's what they say.
I guess so.
I have a question for you real quick, yes. Sarah. See if you know where I live in Madison.
Yes.
There's a bear that's been coming around. From what I've been told, I haven't been there this long, but I've been told that there's a bear that's been visiting for 10 years plus.
Yep.
Makes its time around, you know, all the seasons and all of that. Anything from that bear, they actually call the bear Betty at the house.
It's so funny. You'll have to look up bear energy.
Yeah.
But to me, it just feels like it comes in, it observes, it takes what it wants, and then it leaves. So in that house, make sure that everybody's sort of collaborating together and have, well, you feel like you are all collaborating together. The bear is, it's not a protector, it's an observer. So interesting. I'm going to have to look that up too, but all I hear is it's observing.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
It's not malicious. It's not destroying anything. And it could. Like, I feel like you have trash barrels there. It's not interested in any of that. It's a big maternal protective energy.
Yeah, like I said.
Bears seem all peaceful and cute, but I saw a picture of one on, like, one of the news channels, and they're huge. Their paws are huge. So when they like you, you're in the fold. I guess it's like the mama bear protecting you. And if it doesn't like you, watch out. You're done.
Yeah, very interesting. I was just curious because, it's, like I said, it's been visiting for the last 10 years now from what I've been told, and comes through.
Yep.
And once in a while, it has its babies and all of that. So pretty cool. I just wondered. I know wild animals necessarily don't always get readings from you, but hey.
Well, the symbolism of animals that show up around us, I tend to look for. Like, for me, if I'm thinking, if I'm sitting on my deck thinking, oh, I wonder if I should do a Zoom call today, and hawks, like, call out, or I see them circling, hawks to me are my validator.
Okay.
So I definitely use spirit energy from animals a lot in readings.
Wonderful. All right, we got one more text in here, more question for you, and then we'll wrap up our session of full moon readings. Sadly but surely, we'll have to do that. Henry texting in from Virginia, clearly listening online at conwaymagic.com. Yeah, that is awesome. And he says, hello, I recently lost both my grandparents at the end of last year, about 3 months apart. We were very, very close, as they were both a huge part of his life. He says, I keep waiting for a sign to know that they're still with me. Haven't noticed connecting with anything yet. About a week ago, the grandmother passed away as well.
Yep. They give me such goosebumps, and they're holding their hands up like they're saying the Chariot's a Fire song. Like, they crossed the finish line together. That was their plan. That was their intention. And we did it. And I get, you're not feeling them the way, oh my gosh, my left hand, I'm like clamped my left hand down, like, oh, I'm right here. You're not going to feel them the way you might expect, only because your energies were so integrated while you were all alive. So, you know, I think you're going to get the feeling of like goosebumps going over your body, but it's not going to be that, whoo, that's cold. They're not going to give you, like, they wouldn't knock anything off the table because they wouldn't have done it when they were alive. But they're just simply to be. They just said, we are just to be, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but they're just here. And gosh darn it, you're following their lead. You're a little bit caught up in their jet stream, and they're like, enjoy that ride while you can, because soon your feet are going to be back on the ground and you're moving forward. And they talk loud. I love them. I wish, well, they wouldn't have invited me in the fold. They're like, we don't like you that much. They don't like me that much, but they love you. That's really funny. So your grandparents also had no problem telling other people what they thought of them.
Well,
that's a great way to end.
Well, there you go. We'll end on that. Yeah. That's Henry in Virginia. Sarah, do you have any final words for everyone? I know last time we talked about this whole pandemic, it was still a big question mark in the air.
Yeah.
It still is when it comes down to it. So how would you like to wrap it up? Any final thoughts?
You asked me that, and the first thing I see is, like, when you make the bed and you see a sheet kind of fluff up and land, if things keep pushing you back in your chair, stay in your chair. If you don't want to go outside right now and you're comfortable in your home, be at peace with that. This is a time for us to kind of be and to reflect on where we are and to take note of what you like and what you dislike, and then make the changes to get that balance back. We need a little more balance. Mother Nature is, you know, it's been windy. She's been blowing stuff away from us. And now it's like, you guys aren't sitting still. I'm going to put the blanket on you. And respect each other. And I think we need to remember that people are reacting from their own perspective. So there's people with a lot of fear. And we shouldn't get angry at them for that. We should say, oh, that's got to be really hard, or isn't that interesting? instead of judging their response or how, like, if you wear a mask and they don't, just be respectful.
Yeah. No, that's definitely a good point for sure.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was from the psychic thing. That wasn't me on a soapbox either. That's actually what they wanted me to say.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Sarah, for all of your help, taking some time this morning to call in. We do want to say special thank you to the Premier Home Store for representing Full Moon Readings. Make sure you go and visit them. They will be open up on May 11th, taking all the safety precautions into consideration and making sure that it is nice, safe, clean, and ready to go. And you can also check them out online, of course, at northconwaypremier.com. And if you'd like to reach out to Sarah, enlightenedhorizons.com, or you can hit her up on Facebook, and you can have her expand on any of the readings that you heard here today. Sarah, thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care, Gino.
Yep, absolutely. Stay safe. It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Good morning and have a good day.
Thanks for listening to Gino and the Magic Morning Show, only on Magic 104. Today's hits. 2251 BD Berlin.